This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
The first iPhone revolutionized a decade of technology. It is only fitting that we are here to reveal a product that will set the path for technology for the next decade.
Apple's CEO Tim Cook launching the new iPhone X, or iPhone 10, depending on how you might want to say it. That is the latest version of the iPhone, along with a host of other new products, including the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 Plus, and a new Apple Watch, and Apple TV with 4K technology. Now, those were the products, but it was the features, and one in particular, that caught the attention of blind and partially sighted people like me, and that was the inclusion of Face ID. Now, with Face ID, you no longer use your thumb to get into the phone. The security is now your face rather than your fingerprint. But it was a comment made at the event that surprised a lot of blind people, and that was a comment relating to opening your eyes and actually looking at the phone in order to unlock the device. Now, there are many blind and partially sighted people out there who might not be able to, for a whole host of different reasons, not actually be able to look directly at their phone. What about people who have prosthetic eyes, who have no knowledge of whether they're even looking at the device? Well, the good news is, Apple says not to worry. In our next Tech Talk episode, we go into this in detail, and we talk about the issues around this kind of security, and also some of the other features that have been brought out by Apple with this new phone technology. But for now, here's a clip from that interview relating to Face ID. I spoke to Jonathan Mosen, a blind tech expert from New Zealand who writes books on the topic of iOS and Apple software generally, and says he's been in contact with Apple to ask how Face ID is accessible.
I was curious about it too. As someone who's congenitally blind, and I have a kind of a congenital cataracts thing going on, so it can be quite hard for me to focus. And, you know, sometimes you go through automated processes and people think your eyes are closed when they're not. So I was concerned about this. So I reached out to Apple, and they indicate that what you will do in the iPhone X is you can go into General and then double tap on Accessibility, and there's a raft of accessibility settings under there, and there will be a new option in iPhone X for Face ID. And when you go in there, one of the things that you can double tap to toggle off is the attention mode, which essentially says that when it's on, you have got to give your phone your attention, which they define by looking directly at it, staring the thing down, before it will do anything. You can turn that attention feature off, and more significantly, when you set up your iPhone X, people will be familiar, if they have iPhones now, about the way that you used to be asked to set up Touch ID, and you'd be asked to rest your finger on the sensor and release it, and it would take you through the process, and it was very voiceover accessible. So now you will have the same kind of process when you are setting up Face ID, when you're just setting up your iPhone X for the first time. It will ask you to turn your head. It will give you verbal descriptions about exactly what the iPhone X needs you to do. But the significant thing is that that process automatically detects that you are trying to complete it with VoiceOver running. And if it detects that you have VoiceOver on, then it will automatically disable that attention mode for you during the setup process on the assumption that you don't want it on.
So when it comes to unlocking the phone, you just need to have your head in the general direction of the phone?
I believe so. Now, how much in the general direction, I suspect we won't really know until we start using the thing in the wild. But you certainly don't need to be focusing on it and staring it down in the same way that a sighted person would.
That's Jonathan Mosen, blind tech expert from New Zealand there, telling us more about the Face ID software inside the new iPhones and how that will be accessible to blind and partially sighted people. There's lots more of that conversation available in the next Tech Talk episode, which will be available Tuesday at 1 on RNIB Connect Radio and online as a podcast. You can also find out more about Jonathan Mosen by visiting mosen.org. That's mosen.org.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.